Why doesn't God do that? Why doesn't God just write out what He wants for us here in Hawaii? Why doesn't He just write it out? You know why? I'll tell you why, because if He just wrote out what He wants for your life, it would require no faith on your part at all. And the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You see, what faith is your part in the deal.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Have you ever prayed and asked God for direction in your life? You've asked Him for answers to your questions, but you haven't heard His voice. Well, today Pastor Wayne will show us that God doesn't often speak with amplifiers and loudspeakers. Usually He speaks to us in a still, small voice, a whisper. From a message given on Easter Sunday, here's Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, When God Whispers.
We want to welcome the visitors who were invited to come by friends, and we want to welcome the husbands who were forced to come by their wives. You know, wives have a strange way of influencing you to do what they want you to do. You ever notice that? Story is told, a humor story of a man who, he's reading his newspaper, minding his own business, early one morning, when the wife comes out from the kitchen and nails him on the forehead with a fly swatter, whap, leaving a red imprint right above his eyes. And he turns to her and says, "What was that for?" She said, "That's because I found a piece of paper in your pant pocket with the name Marianne on it." He said, "No, that's a horse that I was betting on at a local racetrack the other day." She said, "Oh, sorry," and she disappears into the kitchen. 2 days later, same husband, reading his newspaper, minding his own business, when the wife comes out of nowhere and nails him on his forehead with a skillet. Whang! And he falls on the floor and he's staggering back to his wobbling feet, and there's a red lump that's starting to appear quickly on his forehead from the collision with the skillet. And he says, "What was that for?" She said, "That's because your horse just called." Don't mess with the wahinis in this place. You know, in order to get your attention, some people will use a fly swatter. In order to get your attention, some people might use a skillet. But sometimes when God wants to get your attention, He uses a whisper. Let me ask you a question. What do you do when God whispers? He whispers, absolutely. In fact, let's read the scripture. It'll come up on the board, and it says this. Go, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." You know, I found that the most significant things that have happened in my life have happened because God whispered, I listened, and followed. See, my sheep listen to my voice. There's something in us that has to attune our ears to His voice, otherwise we'll miss it. And it says, I know them. He knows our future. And they follow me. There has to be a response. And you say, Wayne, does God really whisper? Oh, yeah. In fact, let's read what it says here in Matthew 10, 27. Go, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. And what is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roof." What's God doing in our ear? He is whispering. You know, the most classic example of a God who whispers is found in the Old Testament from a classic prophet's life. His name, Elijah. Now, Elijah has just come through a huge battle with about 800 plus prophets of Baal and Asherah, some false prophets. Finally, he wins this battle. Now, of course, he's spent, he's tired, he's depleted, and just then, the reigning queen sends a messenger to Elijah and says, "Those were my prophets. You're a dead man. You ain't done yet." Well, all of a sudden, in his depleted state, now he's cowering in fear. And he runs for the hills, literally. and he hides in a cave. And he desperately now needs a word from God. He's depleted, his direction is fuzzy, he's unsure, and he needs a word from God. You ever been there? You're tired, depleted. Maybe there's opposition coming against you. You're spent. Things aren't going as planned. Maybe you had a bad medical report. Maybe a deal is not going through. Your future is fuzzy, unsure about what's going on, and you need a word from God. Well, Elijah was there, and he was hiding in a cave. It was that bad. And God calls him out so that he could hear him. And we find here in 1 Kings 19 these words, and it'll come up on the board, but if you're here at 1 Kings 19, you can turn in your Bibles, and if you have your Life Connect Bible, it's on page 407. But let me read it for you, and in fact, let's read it together and watch not only what God says, but watch how he's going to say it. Let's read this together. Go. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. And then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. Well, after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. Does God whisper? You see, God instructs Elijah in a whisper. But with that one whisper, God is about to change three generations after him. Because as I read this next, in fact, I'll read it for you because there's some words there a little hard to pronounce, but I practice so I can do it. But it says this, so the Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. And when you get there, anoint Hazael, king over Aram, and also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and also anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Maholah to succeed you as prophet. He says, I want you to go, with this one whisper, he says, I want you to go and anoint Hazael, king. And then I want you to anoint Jehu, another king. And then I want you to anoint Elisha, who's going to succeed you. With one word, one whisper, from that gentle whisper, God influences three generations. Three generations of legacy are changed. Think about it. With one low volume word, the whispers of God can impact three generations of your life if you'll catch it. If you'll catch that one gentle whisper, that one word can alter future generations. If you catch one whisper of God, it can change the direction of everything. And because one man got that whisper from God, three generations would receive power and anointing and purpose. Did you catch that? He said, but Wayne, it's just a whisper. Oh, one whisper from God is greater than 10,000 volumes of man. One whisper of God can veto years of science and technology. One whisper from God is more powerful than all the forces of nature. You see, God wasn't in the earthquake, a firestorm, or a windstorm. He was in a whisper, a gentle whisper, and he spoke to Elijah. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd rather have God just rent a PA system. If he could just drive down Kalakaua and tell us what he wants, wouldn't that be nice? Just write it down. I mean, for me, I like it loud and clear, pure and simple. No guesswork involved. Why doesn't God do that? Why doesn't God just write out what he wants for us here in Hawaii? Why doesn't he just write it out? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because if he just wrote out what he wants for your life, it would require no faith on your part at all. And the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. You see, what faith is your part in the deal. It makes your heart soften. It makes your heart readied. It makes your heart attuned to his. Because if he just gave it to us without any faith necessary, our hearts would never tune to his voice. Because you see, before God wants to do something through you, he wants to do something in you. Let me say that again. Before God wants to do something through you, he wants to do something in you. And so he whispers. And when he whispers, you have to stop what you're doing and listen carefully. And when God whispers, you have to lean in. You have to tilt your heart. And so he whispers. Because it requires something of us. It attunes our hearts to hear him. Let me rewind tape for you. It was 1972. I was 3 weeks old as a Christian. And because I was kind of hanging around with Campus Crusade on the college campus, there was a leadership meeting in Dallas, Texas. And so I was in Oregon going to college studying business math because I wanted to be a businessman. But I went to this leadership meeting in Dallas, Texas. It was along with a crusade. It was in the outside auditorium or the outside field, the Dallas Stadium. One of the evenings, and it was pouring rain. After everyone was dismissed, he had some of us leaders remain. And it was in the pouring rain. I mean, we had raincoats on and umbrellas. And he began speaking to us as young leaders. And then right in the middle of his talk, he stopped and he said, "There's some of you here that God is calling to leave behind everything you have and give your life to full-time ministry." Just then I heard a whisper. "That's you." I thought, "No way, man, no way. I'm gonna make a bunch of money. That's what I'm gonna do, no way." And Billy Graham kept teaching and speaking, and then he stopped again. He said, "You know, I just know God's calling some of you to lay aside everything and go into full-time ministry." And I heard the whisper again, "That's you." I thought, "No, it's not me." "And if that's you," said Billy Graham, "I want you to stand." It was pouring rain. "I want you to stand." I thought, "I ain't standing." And then I found myself just standing up like this. And when I did, something changed inside of me. My future began to unfold. My heart began to be set free. The purpose began to flood into my life. And that began my journey. Fast forward the tape 12 years later or so, I was now a youth pastor, having graduated from Bible college. And because I'm from Hawaii, our denomination sent me to close down a small little fledgling church of 23 people in Hilo. I thought, "Oh, I don't want to do that." "Well, you're the only one, you know Hawaii." And so I got on a plane and went there. And I was supposed to meet with the board and shut it down, get their books and their accounts and shut it down because they were in a boatload of debt. So I talked to the board. And I remember I was sitting on a bench. I can tell you where it is. It's Queen Liliuokalani Park on Banyan Drive. I was sitting on a bench and I was complaining to God, saying, "I don't like this job. This is just like no fun at all. This is crazy. I don't want to be closing churches down." And then I heard a whisper from God. "Not only will you not close it down, you're going to move here and pastor it." I thought, "No way. No, that's not me. I ain't doing that." "Yes, that's you." And you know, however you try to shake it, you can run. Run, but God has his hand on you. Like you're running, and run, run, Wayne, run, run, ooh, run, 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 ooh, you're fast, wow. And I couldn't shake it. So sure enough, I went back and I said to my wife, honey, we need to go. We packed our bags and went. And I look back to the beginnings of New Hope, because we call that church New Hope. It all began with a whisper. Fast forward the tape 11 more years. I was doing something, puttering around the church, and I heard another whisper. I thought, oh no, what now? And God said, start all over. What? Start all over. He wanted us to move to Honolulu and start all over. I said, no, God, we just built a beautiful building on 20 acres. No. He said, start all over. I thought, no way. I'm not going to do that. Well, I tried to shake it and I couldn't. See, there's something about the whispers of God. It forces you to deal with it. Because even though you may not want to do something, you can't shake it. It stays. And so a year later, Anna and I packed up our bags, came here to Honolulu. And now, 32 years later, we are here at Easter. Wow. And if you think about it and you trace it all back, it traces back to a whisper, to a whisper. There's somebody in this midst right now, in this auditorium. You are in the midst of an earthquake and you can't hear God. You're in the middle of a tsunami, a windstorm, and you just can't hear God. You're in the middle of a firestorm and you can't hear God. However, your whole future may be hinging on a whisper. The next three generations of your legacy may be hinging on whether or not you respond to a whisper. What are you going to do when God whispers? Your future may be hinging on a whisper and an invitation from God today. Your life can change. Your future will unfold, and it won't only impact you, it just may be impacting the next three generations of your life. Do you understand how important the whisper of God is? And if you can attune your ears, why does he whisper? So that you'll attune your ears to him. Because before he wants to do something through you, he wants to do something in you. Your heart's, my heart, needs to be tuned to his voice. And we're not there yet. So he whispers. And even now, many of you here, you may have heard about Christ, but you've never opened your heart to receive him and said, yes, I'll follow you. You might say, but Wayne, I don't understand everything there is to understand about Christ. Neither do I. I don't understand. But I follow him. And he reveals things along the way. See, we can't make heads or tails of this confused mess of our life. But when Jesus says, follow me, he reveals things along the way. That's walking with Christ. That's the adventure of growing up in Christ. But it starts with a decision. And that decision will be the most eternal decision you'll ever make. For many people, the beginning starts at a moment just like this. And I want to give you that opportunity to ask you, if you've never followed Christ, if you've never received him as Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to do that today. It'll affect your generations and your eternity. Starts with your choice. See, if you think about it, Jesus made his choice about you 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross, was raised from the dead for us. He made his decision. The next decision is yours, whether you're going to receive or not. And a whisper of God has been issued to you. So I want you to take this moment to just say yes to him. Oh, we won't understand everything at the beginning. No, but by faith, I open my heart to him. And then he begins to pour things in of understanding and knowledge, of guiding. I'll hear whisper after whisper, and I'll tune my heart more and more, and then we grow in Christ. That's the adventure of it all. So you don't have to have everything figured out before. None of us will. But by faith, we come to know Christ. You understand? And then he says, good. Now watch what I'll do. I want to give you that chance. With just an upraised hand, you can make your decision to follow Christ. No, it's not between you and me. It's between you and Christ. So therefore, we're going to ask everyone right now, would you just bow your heads? And if you're here today, you say, Wayne, you know, God knows I've made some mistakes and I don't know all what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I want to open my heart to receive him as Lord and Savior. And God knows I need forgiveness. I need God's grace. I don't know everything there is to know, but I want to give Jesus a chance. So Jesus, would you come into my heart and change me? Be my Lord, guide me. I want to tune my heart to you. And if that's you and you've never made that choice before in public, I want to encourage you to do that right now. And if that's you, would you just lift up a hand, raise a hand and say, yep, I want to say yes to follow Jesus and I want to receive you as Lord and Savior. So if that's you right now, go ahead and raise a hand and just let them know. Yep, okay, yeah, the Lord sees that, yeah. Good, yep, in the back, good, all right. Anybody else, just raise up your hand and let them know you're saying yes. I'm going to receive Christ. Okay, you too. Yep, all right. Yep, on the sides. Yeah, yep, over there. Yep, the Lord sees those. You too. Yeah, good, good. Yep. You can put your hands down. And if this is the first time you're receiving Christ, you're going to see some people with green shirts as you go out. It just says yes on it. They want to offer you what they call a yes packet. It's for those who say yes when Jesus says, come follow me. In it is some helps on your first few steps with Christ. So grab one of those free of charge. Or some of you say, well, I don't have time to stop or I didn't find one. Well, what you can do is if you've got an iPhone or Android, just go to a text where you text and just put in our phone number for our office, very simple, 808, which is our area code, 808, and then put in this simple phone number, 842-4242, 842-4242, that's our office. And then in the message, just write Y-E-S, yes. And then to your iPhone, we will actually digitally deliver to you the follow-up packet. It was very simple. But let me turn my attention to those of us here who you may have received Christ before. But you have to attest to the fact that, you know, I don't hear him that often. Because most of the time I'm waiting for him to speak through thunder or lightning or a windstorm. I don't know if I've really attuned my heart to hear his whispers, but I want to. I really want to. And your prayer is, God, would you help me to tune my heart to hear your voice this year. If that's your heart, would you raise a hand and say, yeah, I want that starting this Easter. God, do that in me. Build that in me. Yeah. I'm going to have us all pray a prayer. And if this is your first time praying it, pray it with all your heart. But this may be for those of you that have known Christ for 5 or 10 years or more, let's pray that as well and let's rededicate our hearts to Christ. So please, out loud, would you pray this prayer after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came and you died for my sins that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. I will follow you. I'll turn from my sins and I will turn to you. And now I say this so everybody hears, so you can hear me, so these around can hear, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him in Jesus' name. And Lord, that's the cry of our heart. Thank you for allowing us to be a people who hear your voice and follow you. In Jesus' name we pray and we say, amen. Hey, welcome these who said yes to Jesus and welcome to the family of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
you've just heard a message entitled When God Whispers. Thank you for listening. Once again, if you prayed that prayer with Pastor Wayne and would like to receive the Yes Packet, simply text the word YES to area code 808-842-4242, and it will be delivered to your phone digitally. Again, that number, 808-842-4242. Now, for Pastor Wayne and all the Ohana at New Hope, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.